Is this thing on? Hello? Hit it again. I think it's on now. Welcome to Hiker Trash Radio, where each week, Doc will drag some colorful characters out of the woods to talk trail and type 2 fun. If you're aspiring hiker trash, or if you're just looking to understand the hiker trash in your life, look no further. So lace up those boots, gnaw on some jerky, and settle into your 20-mile pace as we fire up the podcast from somewhere deep in the backcountry. It's time to embrace the suck.
All right, break out the jerky and settle in because it's time for another episode of The Last 10 on Hiker Trash Radio. That's right, we've got another bonus episode for you that's going to help us take a deep dive into the mind of some of our favorite guests to find out what makes them tick. We understand here at Hiker Trash Radio that during our regular episodes, we serve up a full-size portion of our guests, and I want you to think of The Last 10 as a bite-sized snack designed to whet your appetite. That's right, Hiker Trash Radio, fun size. I'm going to do my best to get a snapshot of my guest's daily life by using the last 10. 10 questions that all relate to the last time they did or said something. This week's volunteer, and yes, I'm using air quotes on that word, is Brianna DeSanctis. Welcome to the last 10, Brianna. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, she says that with confidence. We'll see. We'll be the judge of that. All right, let's start off by giving our listeners a brief thumbnail of who you are and what you do for fun. You have 30 words or less. Go.
I'm Rocky Mountain High, and I like hiking.
Well done. That was way under 30. And usually there are two types of guests. You're one of two types of guests on this podcast. You're a guest that follows direction, or you're a guest that just breaks the rules. I can tell already you did your very best to adhere to the 30-word limit. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Hey, let's get on with the last 10, Rocky Mountain High. Question number one, what was the last adventure you took?
I took a really long walk through the Tenderloin in San Francisco today, and that was a pretty big adventure.
Okay. You started that sentence, and I thought it was going to end completely differently, but I'll go with that. Absolutely.
Is it all 30 words or less?
No.
Well, okay.
It's not 500 words per answer, but it does not have to be 30 words or less. But that is a one-day adventure. That counts. Absolutely. Okay. Question number two. What was the last song you listen to?
I'm listening to a song right now, to be honest. In the studio next door, they're playing a song, but I don't know what it is. So I'm listening to a song as we speak.
Okay. Is Aerosmith in the studio next door, or are these maybe smaller bands?
They sound kind of more of a jam band, one of those, like, you might do a psychedelic or two at their concert. Very good, though. They sound really good.
Okay. Question number three. What was the last piece of advice you gave someone?
The last piece of advice I gave someone is that they can accomplish very large goals by taking little steps.
Excellent. I love that. Okay. Question number four. When was the last time you were surprised?
Not much surprises me anymore, so I'm not really sure. I have to think. Really, ask me at the end of the show or ask me at some other time.
Okay. I'll see if I can surprise you in the full-length episode. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Question number five. What was your last purchase?
Oh, my last purchase was a Whopper from Burger King. It's Whopper Wednesday here.
Whopper Wednesday. And where is here? Where are you right now?
San Francisco.
Of course. You're in the Tenderloin, so that makes sense.
I'm in the Tender Knob. I'm almost in the Tenderloin. I'm between Knob Hill and the Tenderloin. So it's like the Tender Knob. So you're not quite there, but you're really, you're 1 foot in the puddle and 1 foot out.
The tender knob. Did you make that up or is that a thing?
No, someone told me that.
Okay.
Actually, right. I've heard it more than once by different people. So I believe tender knob is probably actually a thing. I'll look it up later.
It sounds like a hypersensitive part of someone's anatomy. So we'll leave it at that. Question number 6. When was the last time you laughed really hard?
I laughed really hard 2 nights ago at these people that were acting very ridiculous, and I got a big kick out of it. It was on a karaoke night, if that hints around to anything.
Okay. Did you sing karaoke 2 nights ago?
I sure did.
What is your go-to song?
Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash.
Wow. Okay. All right. Question number 7. What was the last book you read?
Oh, I read a book by Chelsea Handler. I can't remember the title of it, but it was earlier when I was going through the desert on my through hike. So that was the last book I read. It was really good. I read it in one afternoon and evening, and then I gave it to the people that were camping next door to me.
Okay. Question number 8. What was the last meal you ate? Was it that Whopper?
No, I had a couple of tacos.
Whopper Wednesday with a couple of leftover tacos from Taco Tuesday.
From Taco Tuesday, yeah.
Nice. All right. Question number nine. What was the last thing you Googled?
Oh, can I look it up?
Absolutely. That's the interactive part of the game here.
All right. We're going to look it up right now. No. Cat Bar San Francisco, because I was looking online at these places. I saw something online and it was this bar or bookstore or cafe or something where they had so many cats in there and you can just go in there and play with the cats. So I wanted to go in and check it out because I really do love cats. And I was looking for what the name was because I was walking across the street and I saw this place called The Lost Cat, but their front doors were wide open. And I'm like, oh no, the cats all got out or something. So I knew it wasn't that one. So I Googled the cat bar.
Yeah, if the doors are wide open, no wonder it's named The Lost Cat, right?
Yeah.
All right. Are you more of a cat person than a dog person?
I like them both.
Okay. All right. Question number 10. Last question in the last 10, oddly enough. What was the last mistake you made?
The last mistake I made. That sounds awful if I can't remember the last mistake I made because I make mistakes all the time. This is really hard. What was the last mistake I made? I don't know. You got me. I guess I don't make very many mistakes. At least.
Evidently
not. I'll phone a friend. Can I phone a friend?
It's not that kind of show, Brianna.
Okay, how about this? I'll do this. The last mistake I made was singing karaoke.
All right. Hey, that was fantastic. I feel like I know you a little bit better. I hope this has piqued the interest of our listeners. So, Brianna, thank you for coming on The Last 10. If you want to hear more from Brianna DeSantis, be sure to listen in when her full episode goes live later this season. Always remember, the trail is the trail. Embrace the suck.